Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always. It's Relationship Therapy with Rachel Cook.
Relationships are all about give and take, aren't they? But if the person you love is behaving in a way that harms them, how do you give them the support they might need without allowing them to take advantage of you? So, Rachel Cook, our resident sex and relationship therapist, is here now to talk about the difference between supporting and enabling. Rachel, how the hell are you?
I'm great, Jen, and I love this topic. It's all about boundaries.
Yeah.
And as you said, the give and take of relationships, which there's got to be some of it.
I'm sure it's a tricky one to get right, but what is the key distinction between supporting and enabling someone?
Yeah, I mean, basically supporting is about helping someone to be more kind of to take personal responsibility, to be more resilient. And, you know, enabling is really about, you know, ending up encouraging unhealthy behavior because you are shielding the person from consequences. So, you know, that's really the difference. Like enabling is stepping in and doing things for someone so that they don't have to face the consequences of their decisions. Whereas support is much more about, you know, being there for the person, but not sacrificing yourself in the process. So although that can sometimes be a bit of a tricky distinction, I think, you know, it's a good one to get kind of clear on in yourself and in your relationships with others.
Okay. How can support help and be constructive in a relationship? Can we explain that to people?
So many ways. You know, support in some ways is the major reason that we are in relationships of different kinds, whether that's friendships, whether that's romantic relationships. You know, it's, you know, sometimes that can be a big part of our family relationships. It's support is about feeling that someone else has got our back, you know, that we have backup. It gives us a sense of belonging, of safety. It is incredibly important and allows us to, you know, have dreams and feel like we're part of something, and, you know, achieve goals, all sorts of stuff. So I would say in some ways support is kind of the backbone of a lot of our relationships. Otherwise, why would we bother? We might just, you know, do it all ourselves, and who needs friends or partners?
Okay, so let's talk about people who might be in a relationship or know someone who's addicted to something, gambling, whatever. How can you tell if you're supporting them or enabling them, that loved one who has a problem with addiction?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, if we're talking about specifically addiction, you know, I guess
you can
apply this to some degree to any kind of, you know, problematic thing that another person is going through. You know, enabling, you'll know you're supporting if what you're doing is helping them kind of access, you know, it could be therapy, it could be encouraging them to have more community and sort of, you know, encouraging them to have more support systems besides you. And enabling might mean that what you're doing is making excuses for the behavior. So let's say they turn up late, or they, you know, I don't know, go to work drunk or something, or they end up drink driving. You know, if you're making excuses for that behavior, that is enabling, that is not supporting. Also, if you are, for instance, financially supporting their addiction, then that is a form of enabling. Although I've just used the word support, but, you know, if you're paying for someone to be able to continue their addiction or compulsive behavior, then, you know, that definitely is a form of enabling rather than supporting them to, you know, really face what's going on for them and hopefully for that to change for the better.
Okay, so let's talk about boundaries, because you mentioned it at the top there, and the role boundaries play.
Yeah, boundaries are huge. You know, boundaries are about, you know, kind of working out how far you're willing to go in yourself. You know, and this is the difference between rules and boundaries. A boundary is something that you make for yourself. So let's say your partner has an issue with alcohol. It might be you saying, you know, if you start raising your voice at me after you've had a few drinks, I am going to remove myself from the situation. That is a boundary that you're making for yourself for how to keep yourself safe and to recognize when things become, you know, kind of uncomfortable or unbearable for you. A rule would be, or an ultimatum would be, telling another person, if you have more than three drinks, I'm going to break up with you. You know, so that's an example of the difference here. And then enabling would be sort of saying, well, I'm going to either keep drinking with you, or I'm going to buy your drinks, or, you know, I'm going to complain about it a lot, but I'm basically, you know, going to stand by you as you continue, you know, drinking yourself into a state. So, you know, there's a lot here to kind of get to know about yourself and how you communicate these things, which ideally you talk about with the person, because, you know, boundaries are incredibly important. And so many of us have been brought up to not recognize our own boundaries and then feel incredibly angry or resentful or upset, and feel taken advantage of. So this is something that we really, really need to think about, talk about, read about, and set and maintain boundaries.
And supporting someone in their time of need, let's say if it's a tricky situation. It isn't always easy. And is that where the term tough love comes from?
Well, so tough love has been defined in a load of different ways. Some people can see tough love as meaning, you know, basically that you're really kind of abrupt, harsh, you know, that you stick to, you know, you have a hard line and you stick to it. And actually, another way of looking at tough love is more about just having healthy boundaries. You know, you don't have to call it tough love, but I guess you need to know what you mean by that term to begin with. Because for some people, tough love is just about having firm boundaries. You know, Brené Brown talks a lot about how you can be kind and have strong boundaries, but you can't be nice, because nice is about people pleasing. Nice is about sacrificing and massively compromising yourself. And, you know, the thing is, you can still be compassionate. You can still recognize that someone is struggling and has reasons why they have maybe, you know, fallen into that addiction or compulsive behavior, or making, you know, maybe it's like really poor financial decisions, whatever it is. You can have compassion for the fact that they ended up here and know that there's reasons for that, without then enabling that to continue. You know, so basically here it's about, yeah, having strong boundaries and being able to recognize those, communicate those, and kind of keep them in place.
Okay, now here's a tricky one. Because I think we all know someone, or we might be that person, but how can you support a friend with mental health issues without enabling them?
So especially now that we have so much more chat, you know, there's so much more better understanding and lots more terms that we're using, although labels can have their own, you know, problems and issues, that, you know, we have a lot more awareness now of mental health and how that connects to physical health and, you know, all of that, which is great. But I would say that, you know, how to support a friend with mental health issues without enabling them. Well, support means being, you know, empathetic when you have the bandwidth. It means, you know, encouraging them again to seek support if they're not going to therapy, or at least join, you know, could be support groups, different communities relating to their mental health issues, and also respecting their boundaries, but also holding your own. Whereas enabling them could mean making excuses for their behavior. You know, this is something that's come up a lot in the media over the last couple of years, Kanye West being a good example of people with very serious mental health issues, and they're being, you know, that being seen as a kind of justification for abusive behavior. You know, and the thing is, not all people with mental health issues are abusive. Not all people who are abusive have mental health issues. So we need to make sure that we're not conflating those, because if you are, you know, kind of ignoring concerning behaviors, or, you know, making excuses for someone's behavior when it's really hurting you or other people, that's enabling someone. So, you know, it may mean that you have to engage in this, what some people might call tough love, which is kind of sitting the person down and saying, hey, it's not for me to tell you what to do in your life. However, this has been, you know, hurting me, you know, kind of worrying me, and I really need to talk to you about this. And this is my kind of boundary around this behavior. And, you know, you can always discuss and potentially negotiate that. But you also, you know, have to be aware of basically
boundaries,
you know, what's going on for them.
For all the parents out there, how do you differentiate between supporting a child's independence and then enabling them to be completely reckless?
Yeah. Okay. Well, then in that case, so being a parent, you know, supporting generally means allowing a child to make their own choices, but with your guidance, with guidance that can either be yours or other people's, you know, people that you hopefully trust. Whereas enabling them or, you know, the kind of other end is wrapping them in cotton wool, is preventing them from facing consequences. You know, it stops them from growing, really, because if what you're doing is wrapping them in cotton wool and coddling them and doing everything for them, or making excuses for their behavior, which obviously has to be age dependent. There's a difference between, you know, doing this for a 3-year-old and a 13-year-old and a 25-year-old. But that's something that, you know, for some of us, it comes quite intuitively. We might have been parented really well and consistently ourselves. For others of us, we really have to take the time to, be it go to therapy, read, listen to podcasts, talk to other people, get support around doing that, because parenting is, you know, no easy job. And there's just so many moving parts to it. But really, yeah, that is the kind of difference between allowing a child to become, you know, independent for a period, but that ideally what we're trying to foster and cultivate is interdependence in adulthood, the recognition that we all need other people for support and joy and intimacy and all of that. And we also need to have some level of kind of self-reliance and resilience and independence as well, but that we need both.
Okay, so whether it's with the child or a partner or a friend, if they've major issues or whatever it is, how do you know if you're being supporting or enabling? Like, what are some of the questions we should ask ourselves?
Yeah, so some of the questions you could ask yourself are, am I massively compromising or sacrificing my own values, morals, or well-being in this? You know, that might be like, have you ever loaned someone money that you knew wasn't going to be repaid? You know, some people are going to be okay with doing that every so often. It's not necessarily that you should never, ever do that. But if you're finding that you, you know, you're doing things hoping to help someone, but recognizing that you later feel lots of resentment, anger, sadness, anxiety, you know, that's a good way to work that out. Another question you could ask yourself is, as I've mentioned many times today, you know, am I making excuses for the behavior of someone in my life? You know, are you justifying their behavior mm-hmm. to yourself or others? Are you turning a blind eye to kind of behaviors that they're, you know, the actions that they're taking, you know, or things that they're not doing, you know, that they need to do? Another question is, are the questions I'm not willing to ask, or kind of, you know, behaviors in another person that I'm, that are, you know, basically, are there things I'm not willing to point out for fear of that person's reaction? You know, there's probably going to be things that you will know that the other person isn't going to want to hear, isn't going to automatically be like, oh yeah, thanks, sure, I'm just going to, you know, stop smoking weed then forever. Like, just because you've mentioned it to them that it seems like something that's really, you know, negatively impacting their life. You know, but basically, if you recognize that you've tried to bring up unhealthy habits and kind of consequences, and that you're afraid that you're going to be met with anger or aggression, that's a good sign that, you know, you're probably on the side of enabling rather than supporting. Yeah. And then
I'm sure your family and friends will tell you. I'm sure people will tell you, say, what do you think? Do you think I'm enabling this person, or do you think I'm supporting? It's very easy to see from the outside, I would suspect.
Sometimes, although, do you know what? People have such varied, like, kind of views on this. You know, I think because some of us grew up to be massive people pleasers, particularly those of us conditioned as women, you know, we're just much more likely to be people pleasing and to kind of accommodate others. You know, I would say particularly we've been kind of brought up to accommodate men. That doesn't mean that it's all women and all men and all people of every gender, but you know, that is a kind of tendency. And so, you know, what to one person is supportive to another person is clearly enabling. So it can also be confusing where, yes, it can be very helpful sometimes to go, hey, I don't think I'm having a, you know, I'm able to have a very objective view of this. I mean, someone else isn't really going to be able to be objective either if they know you or this person, but they might be able to give you some idea of how they experience the situation, which hopefully can help you to know where you want to go with that.
Amazing. Thanks, Rachel. There we go. That is Rachel Cook, our psychotherapist and mental health consultant. She's on Instagram at Rachel Jane Cook with an E on the end. She's back next Wednesday.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.